The violence in Iraq continues almost 2 months after more U.S. troops leave the country. Sean Kane of the United States Institute of Peace says the level of violence has gone down since 2006, but he says continued terrorist attacks still make Iraqi citizens very nervous.
They do very much want to see U.S. troops leave, but they are concerned about what will happen after the U.S. leaves and don't have full trust or confidence in their security forces yet or in their political leaders.
As Kane points out, one problem is that Iraq's political leaders have yet to form a government more than 7 months after the March elections.
The stakes are higher than the previous election in 2006 because some Iraqis have a fear or a perception that this could be the last set of democratic elections. And if you even think that's a possibility, you don't want to be out of power as the U.S. is withdrawing from the country.
In addition to a lack of confidence in the political system, there are news reports of another threat. American media reports an intensive recruiting campaign by the Sunni insurgency and say some fighters allied with the U.S., the so-called Awakening Councils, are now rejoining al-Qaeda. The members of the Awakening are former insurgents who turned against al-Qaeda in return for pay by the American military and promises of Iraqi government jobs. But Sean Kane says about half of the former Sunni fighters still do not have jobs with the government.
When you combine this, the slow rate, some of the bureaucratic issues there, with the uncertainty on government formation, with the possibility that the government that is formed will look a lot like the government in 2006 with limited Sunni participation, it's not surprising that some of them would now be starting to hedge their bets.
Michael Corbin of the U.S. State Department dismisses reports that some Sunnis are rejoining the insurgency.
There is not support for the insurgency. Despite some articles talking about Sunnis returning to the insurgency, A, there isn't an insurgency. There's a lot of frustration. There are terrorist groups. But B, we don't have evidence of Sunnis returning to take up arms against the government or against the political process.
Nevertheless, Corbin says the possibility of some Iraqis rejoining the insurgency is a real threat.
We've got to provide employment. People are not turning to the insurgency, but they will if they don't have jobs.
In addition to jobs, Sean Kane says stability in Iraq also depends on when a new government is formed and how the power is shared. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.